Filmmaker pulls back curtain on the rush to change children's gender. By Penny Starr on August 14, 2021. A filmmaker with a background in bioethics and pediatric nursing has produced a documentary about the movement that not only wants to allow children to pick their sex but in some cases use drugs and gender reassignment surgery to transition them from one sex to another. Jennifer Law, who co-wrote and co-directed the film Transmission, What's the Rush to Reassign Gender? With Callie Fell, investigates gender dystopia and how LGBT activists are using the disorder to advance their agenda. This includes doctors and critics who disagree being shamed and labeled as bigots or transphobic. That's one of the reasons why doctors are feeling pushed into doing things that they know is not good medicine. Because they don't want to be shunned by their professional society. Lal said in an interview for the Daily Caller's podcast Problematic Women. Lal is the president of the Center for Bioethics and Culture Network and worked for 2 decades as a pediatric nurse, the podcast reported. Lal says she was alarmed to learn that children, young boys, young girls, before they medically and surgically transition to the opposite sex, which I would say that they can't do, are offered fertility preservation. Little girls, she says she learned, are being given the opportunity to freeze and bank their eggs so that when they transition to a man and they grow up, they can go to the egg bank and get their own eggs. And similarly, the same thing for young boys, they are offered to bank and freeze their sperm. Once they become a woman in scare quotes, they can go back to the sperm bank and use their sperm to have their biological children. Lal said dozens of experts were interviewed from the medical and psychological perspective. Parents who are dealing with their own children's health and, most of all, she said, detransitioners. The most probably important voice, which is really the rising voice in this debate, is what we call the detransitioners. People who were told if you medically and surgically transitioned, that will fix your problems, your gender dysphoria, your feelings of being born in the wrong body, Lal said. Only to find out after they had done that full medical and surgical transition, it didn't solve their problems. The podcast asked, why do folks now advocate to rush to put them on puberty blockers? And then what are the dangers of those puberty blockers when they go on them? Well, I think one of the rushes is that it's a really highly polarized ideology right now. It's become very political and you're either a bigot, a transphobe, a hater, or you're tolerant. And so nobody wants to be framed as a bigot. That's one of the reasons why they are feeling pushed into doing things that they know is not good medicine. Because they don't want to be shunned by their professional society. The American Academy of Pediatrics and the Pediatric Endocrine Society support the transitioning of minors. You're out of step. There's that sort of ideological pressure. There's societal, there's social media pressures. How many times do you open up the newspaper and a new celebrity has said, I'm non-binary, I'm asexual, Governor Cuomo's daughter just came out as this new demisexual. It's sort of the new hip thing. And it's trending on all the social media. Kids are spending a lot of time on TikTok and Instagram and Snapchat, and this is all just blowing up there. I think that's the rush. It's now seen as this is the appropriate, rubber stamped by the professional bodies, that this is the appropriate therapy and treatment of these young children. The Wall Street Journal reported last week on how voices like Lal's are being stifled to advance the LGBT agenda, including by the American Academy of Pediatrics, APP. On Friday, the op told an international consortium of more than 100 clinicians and researchers who doubt the reigning orthodoxy that they couldn't set up an information booth at the association's national conference. The cosmetics company L'Oreal and the National Peanut Board will be there, but not the Society for Evidence-Based Gender Medicine. SEGM's members object to the widespread use of affirmative care protocols, which mandate that adolescent and even pediatric patients who claim to have gender dysphoria, severe discomfort with their biological sex, receive immediate affirmation from their physicians. These young people are then frequently encouraged along a path of rapid transition by hormone treatments and surgery. In the past year, major hospitals in Europe have ended or curtailed pediatric hormone treatments in response to their own internal reviews. In March, the UK's National Institute for Health and Care Excellence concluded that the benefits of hormone treatments for pediatric gender dysphoria patients were unclear. The Karolinska Hospital of Sweden, which is affiliated with the institute that awards the Nobel Prize in Medicine, in May decided to end its use of puberty blockers and cross-sex hormones for treatment of gender dysphoria for all patients under 18, except in controlled research settings. Finland's National Gender Program issued new guidelines after noticing that many of the kids it treated with hormone therapy failed to show improvements in mental health. The journal reported that clinicians are acknowledging that the evidentiary basis supporting medical transition for kids is shaky and that hormone treatments on adolescents don't produce significant mental health benefits. Yet there's no home for that message inside U.S. medical societies. Will Malone, an endocrinologist and SIGM co-founder, said in the journal report. Follow Penny Star on Twitter or send news tips to star@breitbart.com.